The concept of destiny for me is very important. Destiny is asking the questions, where will I be possibly 5 years from now, 10 years from now, going on the trajectory that I am now pursuing? And if 5 years from now, suddenly I discover this is the last thing you'll ever do on earth, will I be able to say, yes, this is okay, I have finished. There's nothing else I yet have to do in order to make my life meaningful. So the destiny is what in the end will say my life is meaningful. Now, when I speak of destiny, I'm not speaking of one's eternal destiny. I think we all know that that is a different thing. I'm speaking of destiny in the sense that sooner or later, someday, somewhere, each one of us will have a last day on earth. That's our destiny. Our destiny is where we'll be, what we're doing when we die. As I've counseled many students here, try not to be paralyzed and ambivalent over, is God calling me to do this? Is God leading me to do this? Put yourself 5 years ahead and say, if I complete the course I'm now on, to be a therapist, to be a counselor, whatever it is, if I complete this degree and I move on to this particular task, and if it's the last thing I ever do on earth, will I be able to say, I'm satisfied, I have no regrets? We do have a sense of power over our destiny in that we can choose to invest our life in something, one thing or another, as though it's the last thing we ever do. We have that power. That is the freedom God gives to us to say that when I make a choice to a career, to a vocation, to a task, to another person, for example, in marriage, it's till death do us part. It is the last decision that I may ever have to make in life, and it can be a decision that will be confirming of the fact that I not only am called to serve Jesus Christ, I am led by Christ to the end of my life, to the very end, so that my destiny becomes that which determines my choices. Now, I thought at one time my destiny was to be a pastor, and I was comfortable with that. If I had preached my last sermon and the doctor says, that's it, you have a week to live, I would have said, fine, this was my destiny. But at a certain point, beginning to feel that there were other opportunities to teach, and began to say, well, if I leave being a full-time pastor, go to get a degree in theology, become a teacher, if I choose that, I'm choosing, in a sense, to put my hand in that soil. And whether I ever reach it or not, this is what will confirm the fact that I've chosen something which in my service to God will be completely fulfilling and will satisfy the very depths of my soul. Now, that's really all I have to say today. It's not on paper. It's something that could never be put on paper. And I wanted to say it out of a sense of self-investment of myself in the course. I leave you with this. I hope to see you again, if possible, even before the end of the quarter. But we're prepared to say that this may be my valedictory lecture for this course, at least. And I hope that these thoughts will somehow free you up from anxiety and open the doors for you to look out and to see the place where you can choose to invest your life for Christ without regret and in perfect peace. Thank you very much.